Welcome, everybody, to the Derby Bill podcast. It is Breeders' Cup 2017 is upon us, and we have brought Derby Bill Watson in from the cold to help us handicap races on Friday and Saturday. Today, we're going to be talking about Friday's four races, which kicks off with the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf and concludes with the Breeders' Cup Distaff and a Virginia bred. We got a Pennsylvania bred in today on Friday. So a lot of different things. My name's Frank Vespi. I'm going to be your host chit-chatting here with the man, myth, legend, former Colonial Downs on-air handicapper, Derby Bill Watson. And Derby Bill, welcome. You looking for a big weekend here on Breeders' Cup?
Well, moving it out to Del Mar makes weather irrelevant in the land of perfection where the surf meets the turf and 70 degrees hits every day, so we don't have to worry about the weather of the Eastern Breeders' Cup. So I'm really looking forward to this one. I like it being out there also because the first race of the Breeders' Cup is 5:30 and that falls in happy hour.
So is it just possible there might be a whiskey on hand when the first race goes off?
Yes, the toast will be up at 5:24.
As a friend of mine likes to say, the drinking lamp is lit, huh?
This is just a fabulous 2 days of racing with 125,000 people out there at the stadium setting. It's just a great way to move past the World Series of Baseball to the World Series of Horse Racing.
All right, let's dive right in here. The sixth race, we're gonna be talking about a pick four here, Bill. And I know you got one of your famous cheapstake pick fours lined out here with two horses in each race. Let's start from the start. Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf, 1 mile on the turf, 2-year-old fillies for $1 million. And, you know, these races can be fairly wide open, but the European horses typically get a lot of the bettors' attention. And what do you think on this?
Well, the pick four is a $1.5 million pick four, and you can play it for 50 cents. So you don't have to be a cheapskate, but I just am because there's plenty of action Saturday to look forward to here. And I'm happily looking at this race as the import from, Aiden O'Brien shipping over here. He has two in this race, September and Happily, but this horse is the toughest with two grade one wins here. She's beaten Colts. Ryan Moore coming over, you know, the Irish bred horse, just 9-2 is a very nice price. That's the great thing about the Breeders' Cup. You're not going to get too many 3-5s. And this one has pretty well loaded with $10 horses or more. Will win this race. So 4-for-6 Happily is plenty of experience to get around the turf. And so I'm going to try to find somebody behind him with a little better price. Number 7, Happily Temperous, the grade one Woodbine winner here, making a ship over for William Mott, who likes to steal the foreign horses and bring them over and win turf races. So I'm going to go 2-7 and in the pick four.
Now, I want to go back for a second to you just cool. We're talking about Happily, and I'm looking at this, and I'm saying 9-2. Are you kidding me on this horse? This filly went to the Group 1 race against the boys in Chantilly in France, one of the top courses in Europe, gets bumped early. She's towards the rear, drives to the lead, wins easily against Group 1 European boys on the turf, and you're going to make this filly 9-2? Is the line maker crazy here, Bill?
Absolutely has no Irish blood. The line maker is nuts. It should flip it around and make it 2-9 on this horse, possibly. This horse is phenomenal. I guess the line maker, Del Mar, is still mad when I used to say Colonial Downs was where the turf meets the sweat. he got offended instead of the turf meets the surf. I called Colonial Downs the turf meets the sweat because it was 100 degrees every day.
So let me ask you this on this race. Do you have any use for the favorite here, Rushing Fall, the Chad Brown trainee breaking out of the 11 hole?
Yeah, it definitely looks like the real deal. Impressive wins and two starts, but a little more less seasoned than I like in this race here. And obviously, Todd Simming, U.S. will be pulling for this horse, and probably why he's the favorite. He's he'll give you an ulcer the way he runs, though. He runs from, like, editor's note way back. Comes from about a mile back, you know, and it's a mile race. So it's hard to win a mile race when you're coming from a mile back.
At least he'll have a lot of work to do. There's no question about, excuse me, about that. And one other horse in here, we'll just point out that we've got an article up about Mike Stidham today, who's got Moondash breaking out of the 14-hole. Moondash was second in the Surfer Girl over the strip a couple, 3 weeks back. And she broke her maiden at Delaware Park earlier this year. She's 15-1 on the morning line. Certainly going to need her running shoes to be involved here. But this, I'm with you, Bill. Too looks like she is holding a pretty strong hand here in the Juvenile Fillies turf. That's Happily from the Aidan O'Brien barn. Let's tip over another race that looks to have a pretty strong and logical favorite in here is the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, $1 million a mile on the main track. And the horse that everybody's going to have their eyes on here, Bill, is the 6-horse More Spirit.
Yeah, this one hasn't run since the Met Mile, but Bob Baffert and Del Mar seems to get along with any horse in the world except Arrogate. So as far as being a favorite, when Arrogate's a favorite, he doesn't do too well as Del Mar. This one has a lot of early speed, Most Spirit, and also has the ability to come off the pace a little bit. And the experience is just there. He's great. You know, two-turn form, just perfect. And in the Met Mile, he just rolled. I mean, just rolled. So if he does that at the Breeders' Cup Mile, he should be able to take these foreigners away.
And you also included another horse. You're using the 9 in here, I believe, Battle of Midway. And I think I know what your strategy here is a little bit, but talk about Battle of Midway.
He always, if you take a favorite, you want to take a shot to add some value to a pick 4 play, but Battle of Midway was tenth in the race last year for this horse. And Jerry Hollendorfer loves the California circuit from Golden Gate, chips down and wins. And Flavian Pratt, obviously, is already winning at Del Mar from the opening day. Battle of Midway just offers a nice price of 10-1. Very solid horse. You saw him in the Kentucky Derby finished third.
Yeah, and the other thing I think is a little interesting about this horse, I mean, this is a race that does project to have some early pace in it here. Sharp Azteca, super fast. More Spirit generally is forwardly placed. Gatto Del Oro is, you know, often shows early speed. So you probably want, if you're backing up More Spirit, you probably want a horse that's going to, that might be able to sit off it and make a run. And Battle of Midway doesn't project to be too far off it, but has shown the ability to kind of sit tight, stalk the pace, and then make a move.
Yeah, and number 10, Chad Brown has Joel Rosario up on Practical Choke. And this one might have another race before he goes to the retirement stables in him. If you're looking for a little bit of a price, 6-1 there. Just a class. The class is nothing to be denied there, but I agree with you, the speed. And I mean, Most Spirit had a 117 buyer figure at the Met Mile. I mean, if he runs this race, he's got it.
Yeah, if he runs back to 117, then he's going to be a handful in here. So the 6 and the 9 in the 7th, the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, leg 2 of the Friday pick 4 for Derby Bill here. Moving on to the 8th race, Juvenile Turf, 1 mile, 2-year-olds on the grass, $1 million in the offing. Another one where we got plenty of European horses. We got horse that debuted at Laurel for Grand Motion. A lot of different things we can do. We have an Irish horse named for a U.S. president who happens to be the only president who went to the college that I went to, James Garfield. So a lot of different things can do. And you are hearkening back to your days as a choir boy, Bill.
Yes, this one takes me back to the National Cathedral. I grew up going to Pimlico and Bowie and Laurel, and then heading up to Sunday to, you know, to do confession as a
to atone for your sins.
As a Catholic boy, we went straight in and prayed for next week's horse winners.
Bless me, Father, Jonathan, for I have sinned. I picked the wrong horse.
Jonathan Thomas, trainer. The Virginia people will love this guy. He's down in Ocala. He trained Bodie Meister. This horse, I mean, he was a steeplechase rider, actually rode at Colonial Downs way back, got hurt, made him a trainer. But he's Bodie Meister put him into the spotlight from his Ocala days. He loves young horses and juvenile turfs, two horses, Manny Franco up and 12-1 is going to avail a lot of people who can go Sunday and put something in the offering plate if Catholic Boy takes it at 12-1. 9 weeks of rest, 2-for-2 horse. I like 12-1. Obviously, mass. There, this one lights up for the long shots here. I really don't like the favorites. Masser, I like in the pick four just to block out because my wife drives a Buick and William Buick drives like he drives a Buick for Charlie. Appleby, and it's apple season here in Virginia, so there's a lot of food connections that I use in horse racing. The Irish bread here, there's a lot of connections you got to go here. Flame Away, there's a 20-1 in this horse you might want to look at with Julian LaFaru on. This horse is $400,000 they paid for that horse. This one just bodes long shot. This one might light up the tote. 14 horse, if they all go on turf and a juvenile, this one's nuts. I mean, Medden sold the one horse. Aiden O'Brien's got 8-1. I mean, these horses are phenomenal odds in this race.
Well, and one thing, Bill, that I think is worth considering here is now I lost him here. Masser, the horse you were talking about a minute ago, the six horse in here, actually ran third behind Happily in both of their last race, the Group One in Chantilly. So if Happily runs a good race in the juvenile fillies turf, that's certainly something that the handicapper wants to consider when looking at the juvenile turf here. Certainly
sure.
Along
that line, the number nine, Encumbered, also. Encumbered battled Bolt d'Ora, which is everybody's Kentucky Derby favorite early this year. But that was on dirt, and he's heading back to turf here. And 15-1 offers a tremendous lot of value on the horse called Encumbered, the number nine at 15-1.
Getting back to his favorite surface. I'll also just point out we have an article up today. Graham Motion's got Untamed Domain here for West Point Thoroughbred's horse that broke his maiden up at the Spa after making his first start at Laurel and last out won the Grade 2 Summer at Woodbine. That was also his first try in Blinkers, so possibly Blinkers, the equipment change that Untamed Domain, the two horse needed. But Derby Bill going with the four horse and a six. It's Catholic.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I used to use Blinkers at Colonial Downs when I made my picks.
Where the turf meets the sweat, man. Down at old Colonial Downs.
All right.
Oh, I remember it well. Ninth race up. That's going to be that will be the final leg of the pick four here. It's Breeders' Cup Distaff, Grade 1, $2 million on the line, 1 mile, 1/8 on the main track. And I guess you really got to say here, Bill, if the Virginia bred Stellar Wind doesn't win this time, I don't think there's a next time. This is the one that sets up for her to get the job done and win the Breeders' Cup Distaff after two disappointments the two prior years.
Oh, yeah, but she's 3-for-3 this year and 95 days of rest, as I mentioned. This horse has targeted this race at 99.99% target of the Breeders' Cup Distaff. So she wants to go out and retire with a spectacular win in the Distaff and finish my pick for it. Only 5-2, so you might have to go elsewhere for some value here. I went with Abel Tasman, Bob Baffert, and then Hall of Fame Mike Smith combo there. Number four at 4-1. You got a late 3-1. You got Forever Unbridled, which is a nice filly there at 4-1. So you might have to go four deep to catch the end of this one. with Paradise Woods even having a shot at 92.
Hey, what do you make of Paradise Woods, Bill? I mean, sometimes she's just a tremendous world beater, and other times she's doesn't run a step. What do you make of her in this spot?
Nah, I don't like her. Don't like her here. I'd rather go with Forever Unbridled. Is flying under the radar a little bit. If she runs like she did in the Distaff last year, she finished third to Beholder and Songbird last year, if you remember. So Forever Unbridled, I prefer over Paradise Woods. I just, hey, I've been known to be wrong, though.
Well, you and every other handicapper on earth. Worth noting that Elate, the 3-year-old Medaglia d'Oro filly who won the Beldam last out in her first try against older horses, kind of has been the wise guy horse. A lot of chatter about Elate coming out of Del Mar the last few days since the horses arrived down there, Bill.
And plus, you got the Ortez up, Jose Ortez up, which the Ortez brothers have taken over industry in the Northeast here, so Ortiz brothers out there for Breeders' Cup is no slouch for Belmont there. Yeah, Elate's a solid $10 horse. I think you might get a $10 horse in this race, even with Stellar Wind in it.
Well, I'll have to wait and see. So, all right, so for a 50-cent pick for you, you got an $8 wager here, which shapes up for those of you keeping score or wanting to play with Derby Bill at home. The 2-7 with the 6-9 with the 4-6 with the 2-4 and the Breeders' Cup Distaff to finish it off. That's races 6 through 9. Bill, any last thoughts? Is your strategy here, are you playing a little lighter on Friday because you think you want to load up a little more on Saturday?
Yes, there's four races on Friday, 9 on Saturday to take care of the budget. This is definitely nice pick for national TV, all four races, but definitely going a little light. Might go heavier in the race 8, the 14 horse field there, but this is definitely an opportunity to get by with a $8 ticket, which is probably cheaper than any beer they sell at the Breeders' Cup this year, and any hot dog's probably $8 for the Breeders' Cup.
Which is why it's better to be home watching on TV where the beer is already paid for and it didn't cost anything like $8.
You have the Cheap State Hall of Fame Award for that comment.
Well, on that note, let's close it down for this Friday, Breeders' Cup Friday edition, the Derby Bill podcast here. I've been talking with Derby Bill Watson. My name's Frank Vespi. Check in with us tomorrow for the Derby Bill podcast for Saturday's racing action. You're listening to the Off to the Races podcast here on the racingbiz.com. Good luck on Friday, everybody. Check back with us tomorrow and check in every day on the racingbiz.com for plenty of racing and handicapping news and info. Have a good day, everybody.